Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 383 for Friday, May 8th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. ICE Futures Canada canola contracts were mostly lower Friday morning, although activity was thin and choppy. Canola was down $1 to $2, the July contract down $1.70 at $455 per ton. Canola moved higher yesterday despite losses in the Chicago soy complex, and the Canadian market was due for a correction today as the spreads between those two commodities realigned. Soybeans were slightly lower to start the day, but soy oil was up. A firmer tone in the Canadian dollar and the relatively favorable North American crop conditions were also bearish for canola. However, there's still enough uncertainty heading into the growing season to keep some weather premiums in the futures. A lack of significant farmer selling and concerns over tightening old crop supplies also helped limit the losses in canola. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., wheat was a bit higher, while corn and soybeans both posted small losses. Wheat is 1 to 3 cents higher, the July contract in Chicago up 3 at $4.76 per bushel. A crop tour of Kansas this week was showing smaller than expected yields in the major wheat-producing state, and that underpinned the wheat market. Average yields in Kansas were pegged at 35.9 bushels per acre, and that may be up slightly from last year's disappointing crop, but still below the five-year average of 40.3 bushels and trade guesses. Forecasts calling for cold temperatures over the next week across parts of the wheat belt also underpinned the futures, but poor export demand remained a bearish factor, limiting the upside potential. Soybeans, they're down 2 to 5 cents, the July contract down 4 at $9.71 per bushel. Speculative selling ahead of the weekend accounted for some of those declines, while the large South American crop, good U.S. prospects, and reports of declining Chinese demand all weighed on prices as well. But on the other side, gains in soy oil were a bit supportive for the soybean complex on the whole. Corn, it's down 1 to 3 cents, July down 2 at $3.59 per bushel, as the good U.S. planting pace remained a bearish influence. The USDA releases its first production outlooks for the upcoming year next week Tuesday, and some positioning ahead of that key supply-demand report was expected. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday morning, May 8th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.